Hi, good Moed, Chag Sameach. That's right, we are in the middle of Sukkot. We are approaching, actually tonight is Hoshana Rabbah. We'll potentially talk about that, but we're going to talk more so about Shmini Atzeret, Chantz Tzimchas Torah. I'm really still kind of deliberating exactly what I'm going to talk about. I've been, learning a lot over the Chag as well as, over the last number of years. So I might touch upon a couple different points, and I apologize, I don't recall necessarily what I spoke about last year, so there might be some repetition. But again, if I haven't mentioned it, this is Yisachar Wartel. So yes, this is Yisachar Wartel, and we are listening to 10 for 10. I speak every Thursday night. Bezrat Hashem. And let's get started. So we are, in a sense, approaching what we're going to call the beginning of the end. What do I mean by that? Well, we are approaching the end of Sukkot, which is also the end of the Regalim cycle and the end of the Tishrei cycle. Now, as far as the Tishrei cycle goes, Chazal teach, or many Mepharshim teach, that there are 22 days. So, again, except in, outside of the land of Israel, there's 23. But effectively, right, where if you assume Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeret are the same day, then effectively it's 22 days, right? So, halachically, up until that point. So, starting from Rosh Hashanah, day 1, Yom Kippur, day 10, Sukkot, day 15, 7 days, and then Shmini Atzeret is the 22nd day. Those 22 days correspond to the 22 letters of the alphabet. Rosh Hashanah, therefore, is Aleph. Yom Kippur is Yud. So, and that makes sense, because Rosh Hashanah is Aleph, which is a day focused on Hashem's oneness. Aleph represents one. Yom Kippur is Yud, is the most spiritual of all the letters. It's the one that rises high above the ground. It represents spirituality. Sukkot is multiple days, and therefore corresponds to multiple letters, but ultimately corresponds most strongly to the letter Samech, which is both the first letter of the word Sukkot, as well as an enclosed structure that we see. And the word Samech comes from the word Someich, which means support and protection. And that's also something that we are certainly connected to on the Chag of Sukkot. We're connected to the idea of Hashem protecting us with the Adonai HaKavod and protecting us in the Midbar and even just out in our backyards, during the week. We're protected and we rely on Hashem for our support. Now, Shmini Atzeret, therefore, if you were to keep going, would correspond to the letter Tav. Right, it's the 22nd letter, it's the letter Tav. Tav represents both finality and completion. It represents a day that completes the spiritual journey that we have begun, whether it's beginning on Rosh Hashanah or beginning in Nisan when we start on Pesach. And Chazal point out that the Tav has a foot that is pointing forward, indicating that one does not stop when one reaches the end, but rather you need to move forward and go on to the next cycle. And as many people have explained, we don't go in a circle, we go in a spiral, hopefully upwards. Right, we move on to the next level, the next level, the next level, and we go around again this year, next year, next year, next year, right? It goes forth, but we keep moving forward. We keep finding ways to grow. And this is why Chazal instituted the Chag of Simchas Torah at this time, right, which I believe is largely rooted in Kabbalah. But it publicly acknowledges the completion of a year's parshiyot, right, of reading the Torah. And then we go back to Bereshit on Simchas Torah itself, the same day that we complete the Torah, we begin it again. For completion is not a merit in its own right unless we use it as a platform to begin a whole new level. Now, Shmini Atzeret may be, in fact, the end of the Regalim, but it's actually the beginning of a couple of different things. It's the beginning of a whole new season, meaning not from a crop standpoint, obviously, but it's the rainy season, right? So it's the rainy season, so the whole new opportunity for the, at least in Eretz Yisrael, for the earth to become nourished again with water, where it hasn't really rained much at earth at all the last 6 months. And now the whole new rainy season starts. We pray for rain on Shmini Atzeret, and then it comes down. And then that's when we're, certainly during this time in Eretz Yisrael, we're most dependent on Hashem's blessing and mercy. But it's also a season where now we don't have the Chagim. With the exception of Hanukkah, it's largely an area from now until Purim or Pesach. We don't really have that much. It's mostly a time for us to kind of build off of what we've had, the experiences we've had in Tishrei with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and the amazing experiences of Sukkot, and allows us to move forward. So this rainy season, so to speak, from Shmini Atzeret until Pesach, is not just rain, but it's also, the rain can represent Torah, the rain can represent blessing. We want everything to come down for us in prosperity, and hopefully we did a good job working through our Averis and being Mechaper, getting Teshuvah and Yom Kippur, and hoping to make ourselves stronger in that regard. But now is the real test, right? Now the Chagim are over. What are we going to do? Are we going to live up to what we said we would try and do? on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? Are we going to, really make it through the next year? Are we going to work harder? Are we going to do what we need to do? Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be setbacks, but ultimately, are we going to make strides? Is this the end really a beginning, a new opportunity for us to start and really show that we can start taking it to the next level and kind of move through things? Now, there's a lot of other symbolism associated with Shmini Atzeret. We also have the word Oz, which is interesting that by Pesach, we have the word Oz and Oz Yashir, which we have the seventh day going into the eighth day effectively, basically post-Pesach and into the Omer, right? So we have the Aleph and the Zion, right? And the word of Oz Yashir. The Aleph is the one that comes after the seven. But when we're first starting the regalim cycle, we put that one first, right? And so this also to do the concept of eight being the concept of supernal and supernatural and everything kind of going beyond the realm of nature, which we certainly saw by Yetziat Mitzrayim and in many other aspects by Pesach. But ultimately, there still had to be some kind of belief first. Now we have the Zota Bracha. We see the Zota Bracha. If we want to have that Bracha, we put the Zion first and then the Aleph. First, we have our 7 days of Sukkot. Then we have our one special day of Yom HaTzeret, that one last day that we have to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a much more, as I'll explain it, in a much more dear, special, and private time, where we're, kind of like one last day with the King. It's like a very, very special day, which is like the pinnacle of all the Simcha, which is why it makes sense to fit with Simchas Torah. But we want to carry that over, and we want to go all the way back, wrap all the way around again to the letter Tav, right? Zayin Aleph Tav, right? We want to go Zayin, we have the 7 days of Sukkot, Aleph, one more day of Shmini Atzeret, and then we want to go all the way to the end of the Alpha. We want to go all the way to Letter Tav. We want to reach a finality in the sense that we want to be able to make a complete stride. We want to be able to, in a sense, put our foot down in a good way to be able to move forward, to walk forward, not necessarily to run forward, but it could be a slow step. But we want to be able to take that, and that will ultimately be the bracha, that we are able to take what we said we would do and the lessons that we've learned and be able to move that forward. And hopefully we'll be meriting to have other brachas bestowed upon us throughout the year as we move forward. So it's no surprise that the connection between Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeret is really effectively on the same day. Again, if you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's on two different days, and therefore we have two different opportunities to connect to it, but they really are kind of the same. Because part of the simcha is being able to not just rejoice, the fact that we have one extra day to rejoice with Hashem, which is certainly more than enough to be able to have simcha, and all the days of Sukkot themselves are simcha. But there's also a simcha that we take, that is symbolized by the Torah itself, that we finish Zot Bracha and we move on to Bereishit, which is symbolic of all of our spiritual endeavors, that we are metaphorically and perhaps literally turning the page and going on to the next level. So let's take that with us as we move into the Chag and, of course, Shabbos as well. Shabbos has that element too, and it's actually laid out perfectly this year because Shabbos goes into Yom Rishon, goes into Sunday, and then Shabbos, you can carry with it the specialness and begin, you end the previous week and begin the next week. So may we take Shabbos, Chag, the lessons of Shmini Atzeret and Simchas Torah with us, make a beautiful connection and make nothing but growth, beautiful blessings, and happiness throughout the upcoming year. Wishing you all Shabbat Shalom and a Chag Kasher B'Sameach.